AliExpress is an international online retail service of China's e-commerce giant Alibaba. Its online shopping service reaches more than 220 countries across the globe, covering all the Belt and Road countries. Turkey is one of the countries that benefits from the platform, as local companies sought channels to sell their goods beyond their borders after the country's currency plunged. Wang Mingqiang, general manager of AliExpress, explains how their platform connects the country with buyers across the globe.
Since the beginning, we have been devoted to enhancing its logistics system, which is an essential part of e-commerce business. The capability of its postal system to handle the deliveries has been increased dozens of times with our help. The first Turkey-based online store opened earlier this year. It attracted customers from 58 countries to purchase local goods within the first 24 hours of opening. Turkish products were sold to more than 90 countries in 3 days, reaching countries as far as Chile and New Zealand.
Boosted by Belt and Road Initiative, more Chinese tech firms have stepped up to share their technological achievements and experience with participating countries. Wang believes Chinese tech companies can make a great contribution to the Belt and Road countries, especially those with less developed infrastructure.
Leading Chinese high-tech companies play a very crucial role in facilitating IT development in these countries. We can help them improve infrastructure, elevate the abilities of their IT sectors, as well as share some advanced developing experiences to them.
Wang adds that the situation in different Belt and Road countries varies, but says Chinese companies can help address challenges based on existing conditions. Technologies like big data and cloud computing have been widely applied in some of the Belt and Road countries. Some cutting-edge technologies like artificial intelligence or 5G is another field that Chinese tech firms are looking to venture into in these countries. Wang Xiaoyong, vice chairman of China-Africa Business Council, explains how people in Africa can benefit from investments made by Chinese companies specializing in these technologies.
Firstly, Chinese companies have brought benefits to Africa via e-commerce and logistics, which facilitate the continent's regional and global trade exchanges. In the field of public health, Chinese companies can provide services and technical supports through technologies like big data or AI for remote detection and diagnosis. Chinese companies also help African countries with satellites to provide their communication, media, and meteorological monitoring.
Wang Xiaoyong says Chinese tech companies are inclined to hire more local people and train more local professionals, as well as integrate into the local environment. Zhu Feng, Executive Director of China Center for Collaborative Studies of the South China Sea in Nanjing University, says Chinese tech companies need to reform themselves before going abroad.
These companies have to bear in mind that the requirements for the operation capacity and the mechanisms in China and abroad are different. If the tech companies fail to learn how to adapt to the local environment and to further strengthen and develop themselves in the global competition, they will not be able to play an effective role in the Belt and Road Initiative.
Recent data shows that the export of high-tech products by Chinese enterprises has reached nearly $750 billion, accounting for 31% of China's total export. This indicates that more Chinese high-tech companies and their products are being accepted by the Belt and Road countries. That Ravko Podsivasek, the Minister of Economic Development and Technology of Slovenia, says there is a huge potential for cooperation between Chinese and Slovenia tech companies.
There are a lot of opportunities to cooperate with China or to increase the cooperation between Slovenia and Chinese companies, and in this way we have to cooperate also with high-tech Chinese companies, and there are a lot of opportunities for cooperation with Slovenia because we are innovative oriented country, and there is a lot of companies with possibility to cooperate with Alibaba and other Chinese high-tech companies.
Minister Počivasek adds there are opportunities for Slovenia and Chinese companies to work together in the auto industry and IT sector. He says the influence of Chinese high-tech companies will be a good addition in the Central European country. For CRI, I am Zhu Fang.